Om Shri Sai Ram. The avatar of this age has moved in our midst, teaching us, healing us, filling us, transforming us. The saga of his advent shines threefold. Infinity distilled into an orange flame. Truth absolute, his form and holy name. Auspiciousness absolute, his aura to the horizon endless. Beauty absolute, his succinct message. His vision, our mission. His promise, our path. His story, our future. A legacy that we shall last forever. Beloved Bhagwan, on this holy occasion of Ramzan, we, the first year postgraduate students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Nilayam campus, celebrate the glory of your advent through your Chinna Kathas, discourses and message in this drama titled Satyam Shivam Sundaram.
మధుర మోహనములు శ్రీ సాయి పలుకులు శాంతి ప్రేమదాయి శ్రీ సత్య సాయి శాంతి ప్రేమదాయి శ్రీ సత్య సాయి సత్య సాయి
Oh, Trinetra, aren't those the very eyes that brighten all the three worlds? What shall become of all life in this universe that dances in your radiant gaze if thy nourishing vision is eclipsed in melancholy? Oh, Parameshwara, pardon me for all the unintentional follies that I have committed. Pardon me, Parameshwara.
My dear Nandi, these are the tears of the Lord who pines to be in the company of his loving devotees. They cannot be secretly imprisoned in the heart. Your stirring rendition has taken me back to Prashanti. I got reminded of those soulful bhajans that swayed me to the earnest melody of a devoted heart song.
Salutations, Mahadeva.
Ah, Purushottama Narada are here. Vasudeva. Narada. What auspicious tidings have brought Ananta Shayana and his beloved devotee to Kailasa at this time?
Our cushion bank has just returned from his usual journey across the worlds. And since the one word answer to all of his questions is itself here, I brought him directly to you.
Hari, have you already set forth on this playful charade upon your favorite child Narada?
Narayana, Narayana. Oh Mahadeva, I merely collect the echoing whispers of the world and run straight to the Lord to unravel the rumors and restore the spirit.
Let me guess, you're but the journalist, sandwiched between the realms of science and spirituality, and hence here in Kailasha, seeking answers that mankind deserves and needs.
That's quite a stellar profile you have packed for Narada Nandi. I am sure he is secretly going crimson within at the thought of such a famed position. Narada, unburden your briefcase and let us organize the mess.
I bow down in humility, my lord. I am but a humble servant in your divine mission. O Mahadeva, as I walk down the lanes of humanity, I witness in awe thy enchanting avatar as Parthishwara, the miracles of your bountiful love in action, the modern temples of healing and learning. Ah, what good fortune that this time not Bhagiratha, but you yourself walked down and led Mother Ganges to every parched throat.
This avatar was but a reaffirmation to mankind that God responds to earnest love and prayer. Nothing is impossible for my devotees, for I merely submit to their selfless love.
Narayana, Narayana, ever the Bhola Shankar. But Lord, I have watched in bliss when you so patiently reworded the Gita for the Twitter-addicted, impatient audiences of Kali. Was mankind really attentive to this rare privilege bestowed on them? I can still witness chaos in the society today. What is their path to redemption?
Will the mother ever abandon her child to stray to its harm? I might seem to be immersed in varied activities, but I shall always be looking out for my children. All they need to do is to just think of me, even for that single instant, and I shall immediately rush to their side. Let me tell you a chinna katha.
Boys, we have taught you all that we can, and I am sure you will bring fortune to our household.
I shall do my best, father.
Father, why can't I begin to? I have also learned everything.
In our profession, mere learning isn't sufficient. The only key to survival is by perfecting all your skills before you set in.
Come, Shyam, we will teach you some of our special tricks. You're still young and you have a lot to learn.
Son, before you begin, I would like to question you about something.
What is it, father?
Pay heed to my advice, and it shall benefit you always. Do not listen to the stories of God and recital of Puranas, especially the Bhagavatam, the most enchanting illusion that shall invite your doom.
Yes, father, I shall remember this well.
Then go forth, my son, succeed, and get glory to your family. Be the greatest jacquard the world has ever known.
Brother, that person seems to be quite profitable for us.
Not at all. Look at his movements. I am very sure he has nothing valuable for us.
Brother, you only tell us the right man, since you are the best at it.
Hey, see there. His bag looks heavy and he's tense too. Let's try our luck.
Hey, hey, my bag. Thieves, somebody help me. Police, catch them.
Are you? Where are my brothers? They were supposed to be... Curse this piece of glass. Curse my luck. I'll have to remove this now.
Durge smita har sibhi tim mashesh janto swastyai smita mati mati vashubham dadasi daritraya dukkah bayaharini katya dhanya sarvo Sadartrachitta.
Such an enchanting description of the Lord. Supreme Lord is benevolent, all gracious and most forgiving. He is love personified. But wait. Looks like the police are gone. I too should move now.
The coyotes have escaped with 10 kgs of gold, and that too from right under our nose. And they have made fools out of us. What? We have to catch them and show them that we are smarter than they think.
Oh, sorry Pandey sir, but how do we catch them? We don't even know where they are.
Then find out where they are.
No need sir, I know where they are. We last saw them near the priest's house. Now, if we go along the road and take a right, there is a big house.
Oh, the thieves must be there.
No, sir. From there, we go straight and take a left and then a right. There is a small hut.
Oh, don't worry. Don't use your big brain for the small things, Ji.
We will track them later. Maybe... we will have to search the whole town.
The whole town? Are you insane?
Ayo, sir, listen. I have an idea. We shall dress up as Mother Kali's devotees. We shall announce that the gold that was stolen was kept for sacrifice to the mother. And that now she is very angry at those who stole it. The dacoits will not only get scared, but will also come out to plead for mother's forgiveness.
And then we'll catch them all. What an idea, Sarji. Not only we get the gold back, we also catch all the dacoits. And that means promotion for me.
Aye, sir. It is neither left nor right. It is straight. Come.
Thank you.
Who are those people?
People of Hoshiarpur. You have angered the great mother. Some people had the audacity to steal the gold meant for her. She is not happy at all. And you know what happens when the mother is not happy?
Have you heard? The gold we stole was meant to be given to Mother Kali.
So what, brothers?
Be warned. Cruel punishments and sufferings await those who have done this hideous act. Not just you, but your family too will suffer. Your parents, your siblings, your wife, your friends, even your children will not be spared.
Oh God, what have we done? We have angered the goddess. Mother won't spare any one of us.
I think we must surrender, brother.
Surrender? What are you talking about?
This may be the only way to save ourselves and our family.
No, Shyam, Ramesh.
Oh mother, I am the one who stole your gold. Please forgive me. I too surrender. I have sinned. Please forgive me, mother.
Don't worry, son. Now you are in our hand. I mean, our care. No harm will come to you.
We know there were more people involved. These people have saved themselves and their families by surrendering to the mother. But the mother's anger will not subside unless all surrender.
Come, Manohar. Heard what they said? We too must surrender.
No, brother. Mother Kali won't harm any of us. She is the kindest and most forgiving. She is love personified, brother. Don't worry, brother. Nothing will happen to you. Believe me.
From where did you hear all this? Forget it. I am surrendering.
No, brother. No, brother.
Have all come. I think now the mother might forgive them.
But Panditji, may I ask you a question? Is that really God?
Why? Of course it is God. What sort of a question is that?
But I heard that God is all loving and forgiving. Then how can you say that Mother Kali is angry at us and shall punish us severely? I don't believe you people.
You don't believe us? You dare doubt the great mother? What do you know of God and spirituality? You thief!
Yes, I am a thief. But you people don't seem to have realized the true nature of Lord. The Almighty Lord is loving, caring. He is the indweller of all hearts. He never forsakes those who repent and seek shelter under Him. You people seem to have put on a mask of spirituality. In fact, there definitely seems something unnatural about you.
Arey! They are no priests, they are police, trying to make a fool of us.
Let us kill them.
Save your life! Save your life!
Thank God, we just escaped. If not for Manohar Bhaiya, all of us would have been behind bars.
That's true. But Manohar, when did you hear about the glory of God?
Remember, brothers, the day when I got hurt while escaping from the police, I hid behind the sage hermit, where I heard the Bhagavatam recital for just 2 minutes. The sage was describing the nature of the Lord. It was only because I understood the attributes of the Lord that day that I could see through the policeman's deception today.
Truly said, Manohar. Come, let us all immerse ourselves in the glory of Lord's Leelas and derive its benefits now itself.
No, brothers, no. Mere listening to Lord's name is not sufficient. We must also surrender ourselves. Not only should we transform our thoughts, but also our actions. Henceforth, we shall live a life of honesty and integrity.
Yes, brother. We shall return all that we have stolen.
Let us all lead a righteous life in the path that Lord has laid down for us. Come.
God. God's name and His story are so sweet that if you taste them once, even briefly, you cannot resist from tasting them again and again till you are filled with that sweetness.
Indeed, Prabhu, as you used to sing so melodiously, Ramanama Mani Prasadamidigo Randi Bhaktulara. Ah, only the Sadguru can impart the highest wisdom through such simple chinnakathas that carry the lesson straight into the heart of even the common man.
But Lord, I am a little perplexed. Is it really possible for a man, a common thief at that, who has never known God in his entire life, to develop such deep liking for reading scriptures just by listening to them accidentally for a mere 2 minutes?
My dear Narada, I certainly cognize the depth of your motive. You, despite being the son of Brahma, still perform japa and namasmarana all through the day to stay in my presence. Surely you envy that thief who has moved closer to me just by hearing the Bhagavata for a mere 2 minutes. Is it not?
Narayana, Narayana. Oh Lord, you are aware of all the thoughts in my mind, yet you still accuse me of being envious. You know how much I rejoice when a person turns towards you. It's just that I'm mere curious about knowing the boundless power of this divine name.
Don't you remember, Narada, how the notorious Chakoit Ratnakara gave up his wrongdoings, took to Ramanama and transformed into the great sage Valmiki on merely question by the Saptarishis?
Indeed, Prabhu. Univarya, don't you remember that when you narrated the Bhagavatam to Prahlada in his mother's womb, did he not become a great Vishnu Bhakta in spite of his demonic origin? Truly, Bhagavatam vinte Bhagavatam.
All these stories only reveal to us that irrespective of his external habits and tendencies acquired, man is inherently divine, and through Namasmarana, he can realize this.
But Trivikrama, the way to salvation is so simple. All man must do is to chant your name and immerse himself in the joy of listening to your leelas. Yet, why does man struggle under the burden of unending desires, disregarding the lightness and joy of your name?
Ignorance is the cause, Basava. Let me tell you a story.
Om Namah Shivaya. 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 Om Namah Shivaya.
Guruji, how far is the village? It seems like we have been walking for hours.
But we just started an hour ago. Don't worry, a little walking won't harm you.
But Guruji, I feel like I've already lost 10 kilos.
Only 10? I have already lost 20 kilos.
I see no difference in either of you. After all that you gulped at Parabrahma Shastri Garu's house yesterday.
That is why they say, Brahmana Bhojana Priya.
Ayyo, it is Brahmana Bahujana Priya, not Bhojana Priya. Come, let us not waste any more time. We shall continue with our journey. Shri Ram, I am feeling a bit tired. The roads are pretty bad out here. Keep an eye on the things in the cart. They might fall down.
But why only me, Guruji? There are 5 pairs of eyes to take care of your things. You need not worry at all.
Let us proceed.
Govinda.
One more.
Govinda.
Let us stop here for a while. We shall have our lunch and continue with our journey. Have any of you seen my stick?
Govinda.
And where's my kamandalu?
Govinda.
Govinda.
Guruji, they have fallen out of the rickshaw while you were asleep.
Then where is it now?
Guruji, as you had suggested, we all had our eyes on them till they were out of our sight.
What? Didn't you pick them up?
But Guruji, you never told us to pick them up.
You fools! What I meant was you should pick up whatever falls from the cart, not just keep looking at it. Listen carefully. From now on, whatever falls out of the cart, put it back inside. Okay?
Yes, Guruji!
We shall have our lunch now. Let us begin. Shiva, Shiva, what are you doing?
Guruji, you said to put back whatever falls out of the cart. I thought you were testing our obedience. Guruji, have we passed the test?
Oh Lord, what have I done to deserve such disciples?
It is the fruits of your past karmas, Guruji.
Enough. Now stop it. I shall prepare a list of things and give it to you.
Guruji, that one.
Here, take this. Whatever falls out of the cart, and it is there in this list, pick it up. Otherwise, do not. Okay?
Yes, Guruji.
This time, we shall not let you down, Guruji.
I am going to sleep now. And mind it, nothing from the cart falls down.
Guruji has fallen. Come, let's pick him up.
Wait.
What are you doing? Guruji told us to check the list first.
Yes, he is right. Let us check the list.
Potatoes.
Clothes.
Bags.
Stool.
Guruji? Guruji, not there. Guruji's name is not in the list. Then I think we must continue with the journey. That is what Guruji would have wanted us to do. We will take his blessings and go have snacks in Parabrahma Shastri Garu's house. Come, come, come.
Brothers, I think we are the most obedient disciples any guru can ever have.
Yes, Guruji will be so proud of us.
Wait, where are you going?
Guruji,
Guruji, to the village, Guruji. Did you forget? We have to conduct a puja at Venkatramana Garu's house this evening.
Foolish disciples, I remember. But what was I doing down there?
Guruji, you fell out of the cart and since your name was not there in the list, we continued.
And that is what you would have wanted us to do now, Guruji.
Did none of you think of picking me up?
We did, Guruji. Yeah. But we remembered the list.
The list? This list, huh? This list? You fools, don't you try to understand why I give you instructions? Following everything blindly and calling it obedience? Shiva, Shiva, how did you even create such people? When will these people learn? You have to help me. Come all of you, let us sit under the tree. I will narrate to you a story. Once, there was a priest and his son. The son used to sit with his father always and observe whatever the father did. In course of time, he learned all the rites and rituals. On the occasion of yajnas and pujas, there was a cat which used to disturb the ceremony. The father used to imprison the cat by placing it under a basket. The son observed this carefully at every occasion. In due course of time, the father passed away. And the son had to now take over and do all the rites and rituals. In the list of things to be ordered for the puja, he used to ask for two more things.
Cat, cat, cat.
One was the cat. And?
Ghee, ghee, ghee.
Payasam.
Naivedyam.
Do you full time think about food?
Basket.
A cat and a basket. The father used to imprison the cat merely as to not cause any disturbances in the puja. While the son, on the other hand, used to get some cat from outside and imprison it, thinking it was part of the ritual. Don't laugh, my disciples. You are like the son in the story. Do not follow my instructions blindly, but try to imbibe the discrimination of what is right and what is wrong. Mere listening is not enough, but understanding it and practicing it alone gives you the complete result. Understood?
Yes, Guruji.
Sukhi Baba. Come, let us continue with our journey.
The effect of ignorance. As a thick veil, it covers the inner eye of discrimination. As a result, a man becomes blind, even if his physical eyes are fully functional. Know this, any action performed in ignorance without first understanding the motive behind it, becomes meaningless. Any worship performed in ignorance, without the inspiration of bhava, becomes a victim of superstition and leads unto dry ritualism.
O Parameshwara, in my journeys across the world, I have observed several people afflicted by this disease of ignorance. A very pious man sits in his puja room with eyes closed for hours and hours together. But he is not thinking of the Lord, rather thinking about the laundry to be collected or the rent that is way behind the due date.
Parameshwara, these days your smart devotees forward their Rashi and Gotra to the priest through SMS, transfer the Dakshina to the temple through online banking, sincerely requesting the prasadam to be delivered to them through courier service. Completely unaware of the significance of your worship. Prabhu, what is the cure for this universal malady, Prabhu?
Ignorance can be dispelled through jnana, which is born from self-inquiry and results in awareness in action. Karma finds its fruition in jnana. Let me give you an example. Karma without jnana is like driving a car in the dark. Without any direction to its travel, the journey becomes meaningless. Once the headlamp is switched on, the darkness is dispelled and the car can be taken to its destination. In the same way, when man realizes through jnana that I am the goal of all his actions and performs his actions as an offering to me without the slightest trace of ego, his action becomes sanctified.
Those who perform their actions in such a manner become dearer to you.
Hey Padmanabha, a doubt has been troubling my mind for quite some time and I feel only you can give me a suitable answer. But unfortunately, I have never found an occasion to ask you. So, can I...
What is your doubt, Nandi?
Though absurd it may sound, this is my doubt. Among these two devotees of yours, Hanuman and Narada Maharshi, who is dearer to you?
Narayana, Narayana! Hare Nandi! Why do you trouble the Lord with such inconsequential questions? Moreover, the timing of your questions makes the task of answering extremely tricky. Maybe the Lord will choose not to answer such questions, or perhaps answer it some other time.
Why, Narada? Nandi's question isn't really tricky. On the contrary, I find it simple and have a ready answer for it.
Oh, no, no, no. Forgive me, Lord. Lost in the ecstasy of being in your presence, I became completely unmindful of the hour of the day. It's dusk now. Time to perform my Sandhya Vandanam. If you grant me your permission, Lord, I'll finish the rites and come immediately.
Narada, when you are in my presence, where is the need for performing any rituals? Pause and listen attentively while I clear Nandi's dilemma. For God, all his devotees are dear to him, just as all her children are dear to a mother. Let a person turn to him for any reason, seeking any fruit thereof. For God, he is his devotee, and so dear to him. Nevertheless, only certain actions are dear to God. Perhaps a story will make it clear to you.
Now let's see. Sharif, Fatima, I hope I've not missed out on anybody.
Jibril, what are you up to?
Oh, Mikhail, gladdening to see you. I'm compiling a list of the blessed beings on earth.
I see. It must be an arduous task identifying them. But I am awfully curious to know who tops the list.
Why is that?
Well, I'm assuming the foremost name on that list is someone very close to God. I'd love to know who it is.
Anybody you have in mind?
I am guessing it's either Rahman, who made the highest number of umrahs this year. Or perhaps it's Farooq, the billionaire, who donated generously an amount my mathematical skills fail to calculate.
But Mikhail, God is not impressed by mere material wealth or how much you give of what you do not need.
That is true. What pleases him then, Jibreel?
Well, God is happy when you are ready to share with others what you value most out of selfless love and genuine compassion.
Interesting. So, who is this person who meets such lofty standards?
His name is Mehboob. Leading a humble life in the city of Hyderabad, Mehboob weaves baskets from morning till evening, toiling hard to make ends meet. He doesn't earn much, nor does he have enough to feed his family. But he never complains and does all that he can with a smile of equanimity on his lips. Here he comes now to perform namaz with his brethren on the sacred day of Ramzan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la
आजान दे रहे हैं नमाज का वक्त हो गया है चलो चलते हैं
अलम तर कैफ फअल रब्बुक बिअस्हाबिल फील अलम यजअल कैदहुम फी तगलील व अरसल अलैहिम तैरन अबाबील ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعرش مأكول الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا شفعنا حبيبنا وصلنا وسيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم
ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجع السلام ربنا حينا بالسلام وأدخلنا دار السلام ربنا وتعالي يا ذا الجلال والإكرام لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير ربنا اكتب لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Salaam Walaikum Bhaijaan.
Walaikum Salaam. Well, don't you look delighted, Mehboob? What's the matter?
Why shouldn't I be, Bhaijaan? Today, I finally get to buy my family the lavish meal that I've long dreamt of treating them with the money that I've been saving for months together. And what better day than Ramadan to present this ultimate gift?
Indeed. So I guess you want only the best from my shop today. Coming right up.
Bhikshan Dehi! Bhavati Bhikshan Dehi!
Shoo! Away from here! I barely have enough to feed my family, let alone give you something.
Calm down, Bhajan. Kaka, what do you want?
I haven't had a decent meal for the past 3 days, beta. Please show this destitute some compassion and feed him something. Please, I beg of you.
Hurry, hurry. Get up, Kaka. Don't you worry. I am here. Are you done with my package, Bhajan?
Yes, Mahbu. Here you go. Hope your family enjoys their meal.
Thank you. Kaka. Please take this and eat to your heart's content. This is all I can give.
But beta, isn't this for you and your family?
It is. And that is precisely why I am offering this to you. You belong to my family just as much, Kaka. Shouldn't I then be feeding you as well?
But Mehboob, it is Ramadan. Are you willing to let your family go hungry on such a sacred day?
I have only sacrificed my share, Mullahji. My family shall definitely relish the dessert tree. But my stomach is already full in this peasant's joy.
In times when all have chosen to abstain from helping each other due to self-created religious barriers, you choose to help me, a Hindu, by parting with your own food, that too, on such a holy occasion. Your actions baffle me, beta.
Hare Kaka, in his eyes, all of us are the same. Irrespective of whether we are a Muslim or a Hindu. Ramadan is not about food. It is more about reveling in the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God. Man encompasses all mankind. Isn't that the very essence of the religion Islam? I-S-L-A-M. I shall love all mankind.
selfless service is the easiest way to win God's heart. Even the reading of scriptures and the acquisition of spiritual knowledge must ultimately lead one to service. When one performs his actions as an offering to me, without the slightest trace of doership or ego, he becomes dear to God. This is the essence of Karma Yoga.
Hey Purushottama, I know of one devotee who embodies these qualities. Hanuman. His personality can be summarized in just two sentences. Man mein Ram, haath mein Kaam. Every hair on his body reverberates with the Ramanama and he is continuously involved in Ramakarya. In fact, he once told Vibhishana that it was not enough if one merely chants the Ramanama. One also has to involve himself in Ramakarya. But Prabhu, I have seldom seen Narada Maharshi do any work. So, am I to conclude that Hanuman is dearer to you?
Do you agree with Nandi Narada?
Oh Hari, any devotee have many thoughts and opinions. But for me, whatever you say is the ultimate truth. Tvameva Sharanam Mama.
Let me intercede on behalf of Narada. Nandi, there is another rule by which a devotee can be declared as dear to God. And when this rule is applied, all others are automatically satisfied. This is the rule of Ananya Bhakti. When a devotee has God and God alone as his focus, he needs no other qualification to become dear to God. He need not perform yajnas, yagas, or even possess the knowledge of the scriptures. The gopikas personified such Ananya Bhakti. For such devotees, God will do anything.
Ah, Lord, in your Krishnavatar, on how many occasions you have made me see the extent of Gopika's love for you. Ah, I remember that occasion, the Jagannataka Dhari that you are. You pretended to have an headache that could be cured only on the application of dust from the feet of a devotee. None but the Gopikas alone were ready. For the rest feared that they would burn eternally in hellfire for such a sacrilege. Oh Hari, for the Gopikas, your suffering burnt more than hellfire. I salute their selfless love for you.
It is this Ananya Bhakti even I so deeply long for. To immerse myself in the company of all those sacred hearts yearning for me so intensely.
Rightly said Purushottama, when God hears the prayers of a devotee suffused with such intense yearning, he immediately rushes to his help irrespective of what he is doing. Let me tell you all a story. I shall begin, O Vasudeva, and you may complete the tale.
Vasana वनमाने केले चलन मणि कुंडल मंडिता गंडयुग स्मितशाली हरिरिह मुग्धवदो निकरे विलासिनी विलसती केली परे विलासिनी विलसती केली परे
Lord Krishna, the darling of Yashoda, whose complexion is like that of the rain-bearing clouds, who is seated on the Lord of the birds, Garuda. He is...
Keep quiet, boy. You're disturbing everyone. Let the Parayanam continue.
Panditji, I have a doubt.
What is it? On and off you keep disturbing this recital. At this rate, it will never be complete.
Guruji, let the boy ask what he wants. He seems to have some genuine doubt.
All right. What is it?
Panditji, is it true that Lord Krishna comes to his devotees if they call him?
Yes.
Then if one of us call him, he will surely come, won't he? And if he does, how do we recognize him?
My boy, do you think that the Lord will come to you just like that? He doesn't come.
Panditji, be reasonable. After all, he is just a simple boy. Tell him something.
All right, if I must. Lord Krishna is described to be a dark person, decorated in ornaments and rides on a big white bird. Are you satisfied? Now, be off and let this Parayanam continue. हरिरिह मुग्धवधो निकरे विलासिनी विलसति केली परे विलासिनी विलसति केली परे
Not yet come. Panditji said that he would come if I called out to him sincerely. I have it. Just the other day Panditji said that my Krishna is pleased if I offer something to him with love. Alright, I shall offer half my meal to him. Lord, please accept this offering and come as quickly as possible. My Krishna has not yet come. It's been a while now. Maybe tomorrow.
Weeks pass by, yet Raghav has not had his Krishna's darshan.
Lucky that my Krishna will not come for me. Panditji said that you would come if I called out to you. Where are you? Are you hiding in some place?
Hey.
बिहारे तू है स्मित शारे ओ कान्हा गिरधारे पूजन करो चिंतन करो मेरा मन तुझे अर्पण करो दर्पण देखो तेरा रूप निहारो मैं तुझे अपना
Dear child, you called me and here I am. I do not need to hide anywhere.
Who are you? You are not my Krishna. No, you are not him. Go away. Don't make fun of me.
But my boy, I am Krishna.
Stop it. Panditji said that my Krishna is dark and is decked in radiant ornaments. Where are they? Where is the big white bird? I don't see anything.
So, it is Panditji who told you all of this. Let us go to him then. He will surely tell you that I am Krishna.
All right. I shall inform him. But you must come in the morning at this spot.
As you say, my dear child. I am always here.
Panditji, today I met a person who claims himself to be my Krishna. Panditji, will you please come and verify if it's my Krishna?
What? What nonsense! A person came and told you that he's Lord Krishna himself. And you want me to verify this? Do you take me to be a fool or some half-wit who has no other work?
Yes, yes. I mean, no. Our Guruji is not a fool. Don't waste his time.
Go. Tell this person that the Pandit is not coming.
Fine. If none of you are going to believe me, then I shall sit here and fast until I die. Maybe then you all will think otherwise.
All right. Raghav, be sensible. Stop being a fool. I agree to come and verify if this person is Krishna.
Get up. Come, Panditji.
Come,
please
come.
Follow me.
Come.
is. Is this person my Krishna?
What? Which person? And where? I don't see anybody, Raghav. Where is this person, boy? Where are you pointing to?
Are you playing a prank on us, boy? We have enough work as it is.
Stupid boy, Raghav. What is this? We thought you had been fooled, but now realize you're fooling us.
But he's right here. Can't you see him? Tell them.
Enough, boy. Enough. We have simply come all this way.
You are responsible for all of this. Show yourself. Why don't you show yourself?
Devotion, it has touched my heart and has drawn me to you.
Remember, my children, that true devotion is innocent surrender, that the strength of devotion lies in yearning, tugging at my heart that pulls me implicitly from wherever I may be. I am but a puppet attached to the strings of your love. Ego and vanity cannot have any place in a devotee's heart. I enacted this play only to demonstrate the importance of yearning to all of you. Come, my child, I shall lead you to my abode.
God, after the intense longing, could words ever express the boundless joy he experiences?
But that joy is not his alone. God too feels the joy in equal measure. And so he plays his divine sport, savoring and strengthening this unwavering nectarine love.
But Lord, man today chooses to run behind the world, blinding himself to the existence of God and the joy that he can derive thereof. The harsh blares of selfishness, greed and ego have drowned the gentle pleas of his innocent heart calling out for you. How can they be rescued from such a plight, O Mahadeva?
Do you not see, Narada, that the awakening of man is the mission of the Satyasai Avatar? He has, through his life and teachings, shown man that values are not just ideals encased in books, but principles to be practiced in daily life.
Through his interactions, he has uncovered the tide of love of God in man's heart, revealing to him the source from which he can draw strength and guidance.
Lord, when you moved amidst men, you listened to their problems, healed their pains, worked miracles, and taught the highest philosophies in simplest form. People could see and know God. But now that you are not among them.
Not among them? Satyasai is always there in them, around them, above them and below them. Never has there been an occasion when a devotee seeks him but does not find him.
In cherishing the moment spent with Satyasai, man will always find himself close to him. And in sharing this joy with others, every single devotee will keep alive the essence of Satyasai. Satyasai is not a person, but an experience that is eternal.
Saishwara, your compassion knows no bounds. What a blessing you have bestowed on humanity through this beautiful avatar of yours. Your words shall cast light upon the darkened paths of man and bring him home. Your beautiful poems shall continue to inspire mankind until the end of time. The edifices of health and education shall inspire in him concern for fellow men and set him on the path of service.
Dear Swami, you are present in every devotee's breath, in their every action, in their every thought. You are present in the form of your discourses, your chinnakatha, your bhajans, your message. All we need to do is to realize this and set forth as the messengers of Sai, spreading your glory all over the world.
It is a glorious moment for all of us. Come, one and all, let's rejoice in a song of unity. Let's welcome the dawn of purity. Let's celebrate this advent of divinity, of Sai's healing gaze, nectarine succor, enlightening discourse, and enchanting form.
పవనమాయను మా జన్మము ఇది వేల జన్మల సౌభాగ్యము. పవనమాయను మా జన్మము ఇది వేల జన్మల సౌభాగ్యము. ఈ శుభ వేళలో మంగళముగా ఈ దివ్య సన్నిధి చేరాము. నివారణమే అయ్యాము చెన్నై ఒడిలో చేరాము. ఇస్ జహాన్ కే హర్ పలక్ మే సుఖ తేరా రంగ్ బిఖరా. జహాన్ దేఖో హై వహీ పే తేరా హీ ప్యార్ దిఖతా. తేరే దామన్ కే సహారే మే హమ్కో तेरी मुस्कान से जीने का वजूद मिला. तेरी आंखों में चमक हो ये हमारी चाह है. तेरे कदमों के निशान भी हमारी राह है. हिंदू हो या मुसलमान सबको प्रेम से गले लगाया.
सबको प्रेम से गले लगाया.
धन्य हुए हम साई पाकर प्यार तुम्हारा.
पाकर प्यार तुम्हारा.
है ये बंधन सदियों का तुम्हारा हमारा. మములాలించి పాలించి మా చిరువాంచలు తీర్చాము. తండ్రిగా మము పోషించి మార్గమునే చూపాము.
అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి ప్రజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మా తత్వమస్యాది లక్ష్యం అయమాత్మా బ్రహ్మ.
కల్పతరువై వే
వేద శాస్త్రముల సారమునంతయు అతి సులభముగా తెలిపావు.
నీ మాటలే మా బాటగా మా జీవితమునే గడిపెదము. జనసేవయే నీ సేవగా ఈ జీవితమునే అర్పింతుము.
శ్రీ సాయి
శ్రీ గణేశ శ్రీ గణేశ పాహి మా శ్రీ గణేశ శ్రీ గణేశ శ్రీ గణేశ పాహి మా జయ గణేశ జయ గణేశ జయ గణేశ రక్ష మా గణేశ జయ గణేశ జయ గణేశ రక్ష
గణేశ
జయ గణేశ జయ
గణేశ రక్ష శ్రీ గణేశ పాహి మాం జయ గణేశ రక్ష
గణేశ పాహి మాం జయ గణేశ
రక్ష
శ్రీ గణేశ పాహి మాం శ్రీ గణేశ పాహి
మాం
జయ గణేశ జయ గణేశ జయ గణేశ రక్ష శ్రీ గణేశ పాహి మాం
జయ గణేశ రక్ష
జయ గణేశ జయ గణేశ జయ గణేశ రక్ష జయ గణేశ రక్ష శ్రీ గణేశ శ్రీ గణేశ శ్రీ గణేశ పాహి మాం అల్లాహ్ తుమ్ ఈశ్వర్ భీ తుమ్ మహావీర నానక్ రా మహావీర నానక్
పరతీశకాయ శంకరా తుమ్ హీ హో మేరే కా
प्रसन्न होगा।
बिन दुखियों से प्रेम करो मेरा साई प्रसन्न होगा।
స్వామి మరియంతయు నీవే నాద బ్రహ్మ జనే Shine.